Listen, the Holy Spirit is talking. And there are some things that have to happen when you come into God's presence. One thing, you have to get an entrance. And you have to be open to get that. You have to have an open mind, an open heart, willing to open your mouth. And then there's a thing called an encounter. It's personal. You can be in a crowd and have an encounter with God. He'll read all your mail and tell you just what to do. And so when you come in service, the singing and praising is for to get you ready to have an encounter. Once you have an encounter, then you have an experience. Okay. Once you have an experience with God, listen very carefully. Your expectation comes off the hook. What that mean? That mean you come into a place of no limit. You cannot encounter and experience God and stay limited. So we don't come just to sing a song or to read the Bible. Four things has to be prayed before you come to church, and I have teach ministers this. You have to ask God to open your understanding that you might understand the scripture. Second thing, ask him to open your eyes that you might see Jesus. Open your mind that you might think like God think. And then you enter into a realm called a supernatural. See, you're designed as Christian to function in the supernatural. What I say? Miracles, signs, and wonders are everyday happening that belong to you. See, religion, tradition, and theology will cause you to have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So we're here this morning to have an encounter, right?
Yes, sir.
We're here to have an experience.
Yes, sir.
We're here to hear God's voice speak to us, not only to us, but he's speaking around the world. I'm so excited of what the Lord has given me to minister to you this morning. I need you. I'm so excited. I have seen something that I have not seen in 42 years. In studying and praying for the service this morning, God opens a scripture up to me and showed me the inside of it. And so this morning, you are invited to inside information. You won't find it on the cover. And I can assure you, your recipe for your joy, for your peace, and your love, and your victory, I can assure you your recipe is being cooked this morning. Whatever you may be dealing with, whatever you may need to deal with, will come forth out of God's word this morning. And it will be placed on your plate. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
See, every time I come to church, I come with another level of expectancy. I never want to operate in routine. I never want to operate in formulas. I just want to have a freedom of the Holy Spirit because he knows what everybody needs. Why should I get in the way? I don't know what everybody needs, but the Holy Spirit knows, and when we come here, we need to trust him. We need to never think regular church. It's what he revealed. Let me say it like I need to say it. It's what he revealed, baby. It's what he revealed. And once he reveals something, you could be standing right beside somebody dealing with a hardship or dealing with something you need to deal with, and they don't get your answer. You get your answer. All right? So let's lift our hands and we're going to pray now. Father, we just trying to give instruction that we who are here, we believe that you brought us here this morning for a special reason. And we know that you want to connect with us and minister to us the very purpose of our lives. So we're thankful for those who have gathered here at Word of Life Christian Center and around the world by Leroy Thompson TV, partners around the world, that every revelation that need to come out this morning will come out. Every healing that need to flow will flow. Every financial system that need to be moving this morning will start moving. Oh God, every family in this house and the children in the nurseries and in the children's church, and just stretch your hand out here this morning. Touch every one of us. We need your touch. We need your presence. We need you every minute, every hour. And we are so thankful that love never, never, never faileth. Love bears all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. The love of God you have shed in our heart. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Good God Almighty. We thank you for Jesus. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that reveal you, Jesus, the kingdom, and the word to us. Thank you for the person standing next to me. Whatever they need to hear this morning, let them hear it. Let it be a blessed time of praise and revelation in this house. We thank you and praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, shake hands with about 5 or 6 people. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody here really need to hear a word from God? Let me ask you another question. You may not be able to answer this one. Maybe I'm by myself. But I can smell promotion in the air. Smell it, boy. I'm telling you, we're closer than we have ever been to going to places that we have never gone before. I smell promotion in there. Say it. You must refuse. What I say? To stay at the same level. With God, you never level off. With God, you're always like this. There's always another level. Once you get there, you're still like this. I want to speak no limit on your life today. You heard me? From this day forward, your life will be a life of no limit. Who's going to receive? Y'all ain't receiving it good enough. You don't have an imposter talking to you. You have an apostle talking to you. I said, from this day forward, your life will have no limit. Let me say it another way. Maybe you didn't get it that way. Every corner you turn, favor will be waiting on you. every person you talk with, God gonna give you favor with them. You see it? I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm seeing things in the spirit, George. I'm seeing things, man, for this church and for this ministry. I text this morning, connection is a masterpiece that can't be changed. You know what I meant by that? I mean that when once a person is connected, everything happened to the person that they're connected with got to happen to them. That's the way it is. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If you go by other people's opinion, you will never operate in dominion. Pay no attention to the opinion. Know that you're designed to operate in dominion over everything all the time. Oh, man. I don't care what it means worldly. I'm just going to say it because it sounds good to me. You're in the apostles' chat room. But I live every day. And the Lord says, start giving it out with exaltation. See, it's exaltation that you're being receiving now. See, reminding you of what belonged to you. My sufficiency removed all your insufficiency. Just hear him talking. He's talking to you. Lord God. Say, Lord God. Almighty, I'm here to receive. Hallelujah. Y'all can work with that. Y'all ought to be to work with that. Let me give you a quick insight based on that to write down. Quick insight based on that to write down so you'll never forget it. You are in the spirit. You're in the spirit now. Forget your past failure. Do not be concerned about your future fears. But stay in the present. And be aware of everything that's around you. That spells fresh. Every moment, every step, every hour, every day, every month, every year, in your life from this moment forward, yes, will be fresh. Always have fresh awareness of what is around you at the present moment and the past and the future will take care of itself. Fresh awareness. Tomorrow is gone. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is to come. But look what I have now. And when you see your present right, your future will answer. Everybody say fresh. Say it again.
Fresh.
Well, I want to give you a fresh word today. While you remain, let's look at one or two scriptures to synchronize as in a unit here. One or two scriptures we need to look at while you're standing. You all may go. I may call you back, but you may go now. Don't be afraid to sow. And don't be afraid to sow more than usual. Listen to the Spirit of God. I got to get you to sow your way out. They're trying to put something on the world, the church, that is illegal in the spirit. And they're doing it again by money. They're doing it again by money. When people hear their money going to be cut off, they sign everything. Them governors been signing. They signed. Want to say he wasn't going to sign. They put pressure and say they're not going to send their money to the city. He said, where the paper at? That's why we got to have our money. Large money. That's what they're using, large money. Going back to the same tactic. That's why I told the body of Christ, you need to understand that God wants you wealthy. What I say? God wants you rich. Say it. God want me rich. Say it. God want me rich. Say it. Nothing wrong with being rich. All of these illegal laws and illegal things being signed is a money deal. It ain't a marching deal. Marching ain't going to stop it. Money stop it. Why do you think God had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And all of them rich. So they can stop something. On the secular level. Not up in the spirit world, on the secular level. James chapter 3. There in the 13th verse. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? It's a question, isn't it? Who is a wise man? Notice the word wise. And endued with knowledge among you. Then he says, let him show out of a good conversation. And what conversation authority? A good lifestyle. Live well. His works, notice the works, and your work and my work is God's work, right? Now notice what it said at the end. I want you to say it with me, these last, because you're going to enter into a realm this morning. One, two, three, the last four words, say them. With what? With meekness of wisdom, right? All right, hold on. Go to the 17th verse now. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then what? What else? Gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy. Hold up a minute. Underline good fruit. Good fruit. Now, let's go. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now, I want to read this last verse for a reason, the 18th verse for a reason, because we're about to enter into a zone in the spirit that will change even the characteristic of your life. Other words, after this morning, you're going to function in a different spiritual dimension. Are you listening to me? All right. So let's read the 18th verse. And the fruit. Now, in that verse, I want you to underline the word fruit. Fruit. Now, let's go to another scripture to connect, then I'll tell you, and I hope you have some visitation this morning. In Galatians chapter 5, this is a hidden revelation here we're about to deal with. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Go to the next verse. Meekness, go ahead. Now, notice this last statement. And against such, there's no law. There is absolutely nothing that can stand up to a person who operates at that level. It is a level beyond all law. Nothing legal can prove this wrong. Oh my. No case. No attack. No situation. No people. No government can win a case against a person. Not even Satan himself. Who operate in this higher law of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, temperance. There is no law that can overrule a person. There's no sickness. There's no famine. There's no doubt. There's no attack. There's no color, creed. No government. No politics. Can overrule a person or people that operate on this level. It is the thing that I'm going to reveal, Rashikandala. The Spirit of God want to reveal. We're going to look at one of the masterpieces of Romans 8:2. Look at Romans 8:2. We're about to look at a masterpiece of Romans 8:2. Yes, the fruit of the Spirit is actually the law of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Nothing from this day forward will be able to handle me or my family or my business. No way, no how, because I'm operating in a higher law. My law is higher than taxes. In him we live and move and have our being. I can be what I want to be. I can do what I want to do. I can have what I want to have, operated in this higher law. I don't know how the Lord is saying this here. He said, I want you to move from church membership to church ownership. Own your position in me. Possess the land. Don't let the system tell you what you're going to be. Slip off and talk to me, and you and I can change it. That's what Daniel did. That's what the Hebrew boys did. That's what Paul and Silas did. They didn't accept what the higher, supposed to be higher law said. They set the laws by earthquake, by blinds getting their sight, by lame people walking. That'll set the stage. When the church functioned in her power, everybody else going to start trembling. When men and women of God begin to carry the rod in one hand and the staff in the other hand, and Psalm 110:2 says, rule in the midst of your enemy. That job contestant who trying to hold you down, they can't hold you down. Rule in the midst of your job. Woman said, it took my lung out, one part of my lung out. She said, but I lost 17 pounds. I was on 9 medicine. I'm off all of them. Rule in the midst of your enemy. Now, I got secret health class going on. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sign up for them and put your number, and we might include you. So if you haven't signed up, I'm giving you a chance this morning. I got health class I call, supernatural health classes I call, but I can't stand for no hecklers to be in the class. So if you think you can't be a heckler and you want to come, sign up, put them a sheet out there and let them sign up, and I'll let you in. But I ain't going to be playing with you, because I'm going to convince you got to eat right. One thing about a successful person, they catch people who don't want to hear what they're saying and change their mind. You'll never be successful. You just talk to people who agree with you. All right, sit down and write now. Listen to this very carefully, what I'm about to tell you. The secret of wisdom power is operating in the fruit of the Spirit. You didn't get it, none of y'all. The secret of wisdom power is that wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit is a divine combination that God has mixed up for you. Let me show you. When we read, go back to James. Go back to James 3. There are biblical hints from the Holy Ghost that wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit operates together. It's a divine combination that produced the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where a man or woman cannot fail if they operate in wisdom properly, what is infused with the fruit of the Spirit. Ah, dog, man. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It is a revelation to the church that the God kind of wisdom is the fruit wisdom. It's wisdom operate in love. Wisdom operate in joy. Wisdom operate in peace. Wisdom is the master spirit, I'll get to it next week, of the gift of the Spirit. You have to write that down, just like I told you. The secret of wisdom power is operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Now listen, I'm going to give you something. The Holy Spirit, through James, because James is the New Testament book of wisdom, is trying to show us one of the deepest secrets of the Scriptures, this divine combination of the Spirit of wisdom operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Ooh, my goodness. Are you listening? No, you never heard that before. That's fresh from glory. Listen. Listen, here we have one of the greatest secrets of mysteries of operating in the spirit world with accuracy and power. I'm going to let that sink in there. That's a powerful statement. Everything, look at me. Everything in your life changed this morning. Whenever you come into secrets and mysteries in the spirit world, everything changes. Now let me say it to you again. Here we have one of the greatest secrets of mysteries of operating in the spirit world. Look, notice. With what? Accuracy and what? Power. Say it. Accuracy and power. This divine spiritual combination of divine insight, foresight, and hindsight of wisdom connects with the very life of the Holy Spirit. See, love, joy, peace, that's the life. I didn't hear that before. Yes, sir. That's the life of the Holy Spirit. That's the life of the Holy Spirit living. You cannot defeat love. You can't stop joy. You can't remove peace. Not if God gave it to you. What God gave me, nobody can take it away. Say it. I may not do everything he tells me to do, but I still love him. And I'm getting stronger every day. Do y'all have that? Now you got to live that. I'm not going to let them move it till you live it, see, because your life needs to be more accurate. Psychology, science, education cannot produce this. They can assist you some other way. But this accuracy and power has to come through wisdom operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Look what it says in James. See, take it back to the Bible. Take it back to James. Let me look at it. That's why I read those scriptures. The 13th verse says, who is a wise man? You see it? And endued with what? Knowledge. That's revelation knowledge among you. See? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with what? There are fruit right there. Right there. Meekness of wisdom. What do you think that is? That's a fruit connecting with wisdom. Let me say it a way I believe you can get it. The fruit of the Spirit lives in wisdom. You cannot operate in wisdom without the fruit. And you can't operate in the fruit without wisdom. You can't operate in love without wisdom. You're not smart enough. You can't operate in peace without wisdom. You're not smart enough. I'm not smart enough. So when you're operating in wisdom, you're operating in all nine of the fruit of the Spirit. Satanic forces can't even enter the room. When you build on the wisdom of God, you are building a house that cannot be taken. And in that house, you build on wisdom, the foundation of wisdom, good things will always visit you. You will actually live what I've seen in my lifetime and overpowering life, which the Bible, some kind, call a life of an overcomer. Knock you down, you get right back up. I remember as a little boy, they bought me that thing you box with. It was a clown. And I don't know if y'all had one of them. You hit him and he fall back, but he was built for boonies. He come right back at you and look at you. Couldn't knock him out. Any of y'all had one of those? I believe it was Clarabelle the clown. You hit him, bam, with all your might. He goes down, but you didn't have one of them, Ronnie? You ain't never had one of them? Who saw one of them? Man, that thing come back at you every time. That's the way your life is right now. Didn't say you wasn't going to get hit. Watch what I'm saying. I'm from Louisiana or something. You didn't say you wasn't going to get hit, but you can't be licked. Yeah, she come again. Yeah, he come again. Coming back with the same stuff, saying, Jesus got my back. I'm living a divine life. He got his hand on me. I don't care what nobody else say. The Lord has his hand on me. The Lord's strong and mighty. He's my strong tower. He's a present help in a time of trouble. I have somebody living in me that is greater than this world, greater than every problem, greater than every situation. The greater one lives on the inside of me. Who is his name? Christ, the hope of glory. And I'm going to use some broken English now. I just want to tell you, this thing ain't over yet. Are you listening to me? May I help you a little further? All right, sit down and write. You listening, Pat? I'm so glad to see Cynthia back. Cynthia, I want my family members to know this stuff. I was praying. I said, man, I wish Cynthia and that young man come back. They're back. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I want them to hear this. I want them to grow up in this thing. You grow up in this thing, it changes your life completely. God is a good God. I'm talking about my niece. I'm talking about my niece. I'm talking about my niece. My oldest brother or daughter. I told you she's coming back. Saint pretty smart. Now, listen, children. What I'm about to say now, you better hold on to it. Put it up there, because they're going to, I don't want to tear this church up. This is an unfolding of your spiritual birthright that will cause you to what? Soar in life. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm soaring. Like the eagle. You can't knock me down. I'm too far up above you. You flying with the redbirds. Ooh, Lord. Listen, this secret of wisdom power operating in the fruit of the Spirit puts you in a position of unfolding your birthright. The church spiritual birthright have been full up for a long time. People actually don't know who we are. They can know who we are until we operate in total faith and total victory. We don't let nothing call us off our high horses. We are riding with the King. Woo, Jesus. Not arrogant. Not with an ego, but with a knowing. that my divine rights can be appropriated any second. I'm due a miracle. I'm due a sign. I'm due a wonder. I'm due a promotion. Give the Lord an amen on that. Don't worry about nothing in this church. You're about to go somewhere else. I see too much. I'm hearing too much. There's a rumbling of success. It's on the runway for everybody who's ready to go. You're not going to live on the same level. You're not going to go through the same problem. You're not going to stay in the same situation, not up in here. Push the doggone button in the elevator, what floor you want to go on. Stop letting the devil push the button. You push the button yourself. Stop getting off on the wrong floor. Stop getting off in the basement. Hit floor 17, go up higher. Push the button. Come on, push it. Devil, keep talking. Keep talking to me. Keep talking to me. Tell me what I'm not going. Push the doggone button. Get on the elevator. Stop riding the elevator. Just stand up there and never push the button. I wonder when I'm going to get to my floor. You're not going to ever get to it. Say something. Think something. Think big. Use your mind. Use your imagination. See yourself where you want to go. Don't turn it loose in your mind. It's going to start coming through your mouth. Then it got to come. And a man thinking. Proverbs 23:7, that's in the book. In his heart, so is he. You got to think rich. You got to think healthy. You got to think blessed. You got to think you're going to live so long that you're going to know everybody's name. You'll live so long till Christmas and Easter be on the same day. Look, what I say in the spirit just now, I'm going to tell you. This co-life with Christ is an easy life. That's what I say in the spirit just now. Write it down. This co-life with Christ is an easy life. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, just read it yourself. This co-life with Christ is an easy life. That's what the Holy Ghost said just now. The major reason wisdom is the principal thing is that it holds hands with the fruit of the Spirit at all times. Talk to me. When you operate in wisdom, you are holding hands with the fruit of the Spirit. You're holding hand with the love of God, the peace of God, the goodness of God. You see me? The faith of God. When you operate in wisdom properly. Wisdom does not function without the fruit. The fruit, you remember we read, go back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the inside lining of wisdom. Ooh, Lord, you heard that? It's the inside lining of wisdom. You cannot operate in wisdom without peace. Because wisdom knows what's going on and going to give you a secret path to walk while you're going through that. Are you listening to me? See, what you see in Galatians 5, 22, 23, lives on the inside of wisdom. That's why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Because it's a carrier. Wisdom is a carrier of the fruit of the Spirit. Wisdom show you how to walk in love and be love. Wisdom attracts love. It attracts joy. It attracts peace in a time of trouble. Trouble will have no more dominion over you. See, because the revelation you're hearing, when trouble comes, you know that you're operating in wisdom. And Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And my peace I give to you. So I would like to have peace in the world. But I don't have to have peace in the world to have peace. I would like to see political peace, but I don't have to have political peace to be in peace. My peace don't come from this world. My peace don't come from the president. My peace don't come from the governor. My peace don't come from a senator or representative. My peace comes from the Lord. My help don't come from a senator. My help don't come from a representative. My help comes from the Lord. We got to live like this, children, because the bottom is dropping out of this world. They're legalizing everything. Anytime you legalize two women to get married, you out of your mind. I ain't married none of them. Not in this church. But I got divine backup. I got backup stronger than paper. Now, the major reason wisdom is the principal thing is that it holds hand with the fruit of the Spirit. Say that with me, because we need to say that. Yes, at all times.
Glory to God.
Do you see what the Lord is trying to reveal to us? See, listen. So therefore, wisdom is the principal thing, against the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law that can stand.
Right.
Against the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law that can stand. You can't whip love no way you try. You knock love down, love, get up on the other end and say, I still love you. Look at Romans 5:5. Look at Romans 5:5. It's not just John 3:16. John 3:16 has been put on the inside of you. You see, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad, make it personal, in my heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto me. You got to personalize the scripture. Make it yours. Make it yours. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. McGee's other point. The combination of operating in wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit, oh Lord, releases and activates the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You saw that? Maximum. May I speak a word over you? Look at me. From this day forward, your life will operate in maximum production.
Yeah, glory.
Maximum. What? Because see, what you're learning is going to do the turning. This is we're not talking about self-effort. We're not talking about performance. Listen to me. We're talking about a divine combination of grace and faith.
Wow, yes, sir. That's right. Wow.
Grace said, you already have it. Faith said, come here. Wait a minute, you didn't get it. Grace said, Jesus already has done this for me. Faith said, I'll take it. You are a smooth operator when you operate in grace and faith. They activate everything else. It's so simple. Just how you are saved, that's the way you're supposed to live. You're saved by grace through faith. And you activate everything. It's very easy. I don't know. Theologians make it complicated. You know, like you got to have some 16 men over you to live a good life. Come on, let me talk to you. All right. Let's look at three scriptures here. The combination of operating in wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit releases and activates the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus in maximum production. Three scriptures right quick. Romans 8:2. Romans 8:11. And Romans 8:28. Let's go to Romans 8:2 for you. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has done what?
Free.
From the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death includes the devil, demon, problem, trouble, situation, oppression, bondage, everything. I'm free from all that. Sickness, disease, lack, limitation, not enough. I'm free from all that. I'm free from that. By operating in the law of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Listen to me. I'm going to say a word to you. Temporary situation must never have permanent value in your life. See, if you're going through something, you see what I'm saying? See, temporary situation never give it permanent value in your life. Write that down, man. Temporary situation. Some of y'all going to a temporary situation, but don't you worry about it and be all in anxiety about it and fear about it. It know it's a temporary situation. If it's not blessing you, if it's not agreeing with you, if it's not promoting with you, it cannot stay here. So don't you give it permanent value.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna tell you another secret. Everybody go through something to go somewhere else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the way it's designed. You're not going to just jump from one place to another. In every opposition, there's an opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, thank you,
Father. Every obstacle that come in your life got a seed of advancement in it. You heard that?
Oh, yes, sir.
What you worried about? Let your man of God talk to you here today. You're not doing bad.
Yes, sir.
Watch what I'm about to say. You are in temporary promotion. It looked like defeat. But with God, there's no defeat. So something about to happen here. I don't like it. God don't like it. It's over. I received God. You come here tomorrow. I'm going, but I'm going through some stuff. What? Yeah, do I walk?
Yeah.
Why are you walking? I'm not afraid. Why are you walking? I know I'm coming out. You in a valley up in here?
Yeah.
You in a vat, I come to get you out. That's $1,000 check. I come to get you out. That's what church, that's what we're supposed to assemble. We're supposed to assemble and hear good news. We never, listen to me, little sister, you never supposed to go home from church the same way you came. You ought to have more confidence. More hope. What? What? More expectancy.
Yeah.
Anybody can tell you your problem. Anybody want you to know no problem? Give me the answer, man. Good God Almighty. All right, go to the 11th verse. Romans 8:11. We got to get this thing out today. But it's the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Get up and give the Lord a jig. Yeah, he do a jig on that. My goodness, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Woo! Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to think about somebody. I was down the aisle there. I know somebody over there said, where he at? I can't see him. Where that man at? Where he at? Something happened like that. Where he? I can't see him. Huh? Oh, I was in Madison Square Garden preaching. And got in the spirit. And quickly, I was rolling on the floor. And the camera didn't know where I was. He said, where he at? I can't see. Where that man at? I was rolling in the spirit. I ain't out here for filming. Yeah, I'm the Holy Man. See, these guys be putting makeup on and all that stuff. I ain't got no makeup on. I tried that. I said, all right, God, it bothered me. They taking all my anointing with me. I get them with me. All right. The 28th voice. Sit down. The 28th voice. Oh, sucker now. This is it, huh? Scream! Somebody scream! And we know. What we do? We what?
We know
that all things. No matter what it is, work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called. Now, I want to do a little chant now. All things working together for my good. Come on, let's say it. Right now.
Right now.
All things working together for my good. Come on. See, I'm trying to get it in your spirit. All things working together for my good. No matter what you're going through, it's going to come out.
It's going to come out for my good.
Somebody say hallelujah up in this house. Somebody say he's a good God.
My God
is a good God.
I'm living in his goodness.
So bad can't hold me down.
Woo!
I feel a shout coming on. Now remember where we're coming from here. The secret of wisdom power is operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Let me give you another one. Sit down. You getting it, Doug?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Wisdom that is released from the realm of the Spirit or from the heavenly realm is the highest form of wisdom. There are other wisdom.
Yes, sir.
There's secular wisdom. There's devilish wisdom. There's earthly wisdom. There's sensual wisdom. But we are talking about divine wisdom. We're talking about something that comes from the inside of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something that was in God's bosom and he put it in your bosom.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You're not a regular person.
No, I'm not.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have regular problems, but you're not a regular person.
Yes. That's right.
So when you know you're not a regular person, you don't, you're not a respecter of problems.
No.
Right. Yes,
if you handle situation in this wisdom that God is speaking about, mm-hmm. all of your problems turn into promotion.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Paul and Silas in the 16th chapter of Acts was locked in jail. They were being whipped. They were bleeding.
That's right.
But instead of looking at the problem, listen, they turned their praise on.
That's right.
You got to know how to turn your praise on when you got a problem. You got to throw both hands in the air and say, Lord, I love you. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. Everything going wrong now. Everything going wrong. All hell done broke out. You say, God, you're a good God. God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I magnify you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the blood. Just praise his name. He's a good God.
He's a good God.
Being out of your natural mind,
yes, sir.
Keeps you on the elevator of freedom.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Look at somebody and say, this is my morning.
This is my morning. Yeah.
So, when you're operating, come on, I got to hurt you. I got some more things I got to get to you. When you're operating in the God kind of wisdom, the fruit of the Spirit must manifest. Or, let me show you why. Go back to Jam now. Let me show you why. If the fruit not manifested, something else going to manifest. Even though you're a Christian, you're a child of God. But yet, if you get off track and not led by the Spirit or not letting the Spirit bear witness with your situation, you can live like a natural woman or like a natural man as if you don't have no God. Go back to James. Let me show it to you before I go to another point. Let me show it to James. See, if you're not operating right. See, give us that 13th verse. Then he says something to us in the 14th verse. But if you bitter, flesh, envy, devil, and strife is in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, look at verse 15. This wisdom descended not from above. But is what? What else? What else? For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So if you're getting all, every evil way, and you're getting all confused, stop, hold up, stop. You're not operating in the right spirit. You know what I'm about to say? Satan have slipped a Mickey in your drink. You know what a Mickey is? It make you do what you don't want to do. You got to watch your drink. Watch who you're drinking with. Put your hand over your glass. For God's sake, don't go to the restroom and leave it on the table. Take your drink to the restroom with you. You understand my language, right? You understand what I'm trying to show you, right? If any of my children in here, if you depress, Satan have slipped a Mickey in your drink. Because the word that you've been hearing in this church caused you not to be depressed. You let one of them unbelieving people talk to you too much. There's freedom in this house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You get more words in one service than the average church get in 3 months. You're getting enough to win and not lose. To live and not die. To be well and not sick. To be rich and not broke. You got to be a doer of this word. I can't use your faith for you. I'm almost through. My goodness. Look at this thing. Sit down. Take these notes. I dug it. I'm going to fill you up with it. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read something to you, and then I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 7. So let's just get to Matthew 7. There's something we need to read over there. What'd you say?
Glory.
I thought I heard somebody say glory.
Glory.
And she said it with emotion. You got to say stuff with feeling. You got to glory. Everybody want to hear you. Say it with power. If you're going to say something here, say it with power. I mean, come on. Amen. I don't hear that. Hallelujah. I don't hear that. Give me the illusion that I'm not preaching. The illusion. I say it's an illusion, not real. I know better than that. But you might give somebody next to you the illusion that I'm not preaching. Amen. A real person said, I'm not going to ever sit next to that woman again. She ain't hearing nothing. Yeah, amen. As you build your life on this kind of wisdom, you will see and enjoy great and mighty things in the spirit as you carry out God's work in the earth realm. Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24. You can't take my house down. Blow, wind, blow. Fall, rain, fall. But I'm on a foundation that cannot be moved. You see it? Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Oh, yeah, it is. What you going through this morning? Yeah, it is. This wisdom that we're building on. I said it's wisdom. This wisdom that we're building on. Yeah, it is. And the rain descended. And the floods came. And the wind blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not. Woo!
Come on, Apostle. Touch it.
I'm founded on the rock.
Come on.
I'm founded on the rock. Come on. wind blow.
Far rain fall.
Far rain
fall.
Come flood come.
I'll still be standing.
Every now and then. The wind gonna blow in your life. Advices are gonna come. But don't be disturbed. He can hold you. Every now and then the advices of rain gonna fall on your life. Nobody know what you're going through. But don't be disturbed. God got you. He gonna take care of you. Every now and then the wind gonna blow. Things gonna start trembling. Seem like you're not gonna make it. But don't worry about it. You're built on a rock. You can't be blown away. Say it, I'm on the rock. I can't be blown away. The flood can't move me. The rain can't move me.
My life
is built on the rock.
Of wisdom.
Wisdom
is really Jesus Christ.
I'm built on Jesus.
Jesus is my wisdom.
Jesus is my redemption.
Jesus is my righteousness.
Jesus is my sanctification.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my master.
I will not fail.
I'm standing on a rock.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have you to say something the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost told me to have you say. That's going to sound selfish, but he prompted me to say it because you're not going to get nowhere if you don't get this, if you don't understand this. And I hope you don't take it wrong, but it's biblical. Say this. I love me.
I love me.
Yes, sir. Wow.
I'm going to take care of me. Because if I don't take care of me, I'm no good to nobody else. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love you. It is not selfish to love yourself. Men, you can't love your wife if you don't love yourself. Wives, you can't love your husband if you don't love yourself. See, Jesus don't talk like the world talk. He tell you, love yourself. Treat yourself good. Get them doggone dishes out. You save them for somebody who come by and eat on them dishes yourself. Take that plastic off that doggone sofa seat and sit on it. It's made to sit on. Drive your good car every day. Don't drive the truck, drive the car. Don't say I'm not dressed. Wear it. God, don't you get another one if you wear it. Wear it. All right, let me close. That's on an hour. That's on an hour? All right, it's closed. Y'all don't get my hour. Sit down. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Sit down. I got so many powerful things in the little Bible. Just waiting on you. Lord have mercy. How many want their kids selling?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you're going through. We're going to sell our kids right now. Yes, I'm about to say something to you, all right? You ready? at this point of maturity, notice what I say, in your life, all wrong convictions are being shut down. Nothing and no one will be able to hold an ill charge against you again. Because you get to a certain level, they can't touch you. That's what the Lord had designed for you. You see what it says? At this point of maturity in your life. See, it's a point of maturity you're brought to. When you understand that wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit is a divine connection. It brings you to a point of maturity. To operate in wisdom, knowing at the same time the fruits operate.
Thank you, Lord.
And so all wrong conviction are being shut down. Nothing and no one will be able to hold an ill charge against you again. Why? Why? Because you're beginning to flow in the same wisdom that Jesus flowed in while he was on earth. Listen, children. Jesus was always Jesus always was on the top of his game.
That's right. Sure was. That's
and good. Scored.
That's right.
When he got ready.
You're right. That's true. That's true.
You heard that? You know, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He always was on the top of his game. And he seemed like he was fumbling sometime, but he always scored when he got ready.
Yes.
Hey, that's you. Because you have the ability to operate in the same wisdom in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about right now.
Glory to God.
So this revelation, listen to me, have patience with me. This revelation will take you to the peak of your life.
Thank you, Lord.
With you standing. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
In an unmovable position.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
In an unmovable position. When you function right in the spirit, you are in an unmovable position. Who gonna move you? That's why Jesus was so bold. He knew the connection that he had with the Father. You may have temporary delays, but you'll never have total defeat.
Yes.
Well, you heard that?
Yes.
So everything that is odd against your life right now is a temporary delay. You cannot and you will not ever have total defeat.
Thank you, Jesus.
There are always a third day. Tell your neighbor, the third day coming. Tell them the third day coming. There's always a third day. If there's sickness in your body, there's a third day. You will resurrect and have a sick, free body. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
It's over.
Money looking for me.
Money.
Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory. I done preached myself, boy, I'm drunk. I don't care what happened now. This wisdom combined with the fruit of the Spirit will cause so much benefit in your life and those who are connected to you. Everybody say benefit.
Benefit.
Any of y'all ever been on a cruise? Huh? They just eat too much on them crews, don't they? I ain't going on no more crews. Because all they do is pig out. But what I'm trying to get around to say to you, that the platform of this morning is producing or manifesting benefits in your life right now. Because when you hear the word and make up your mind to do it, that's it. Now, someone could say I preached too long, but if I was preaching wrong, I preached too long. If I wasn't saying nothing, you understand? That's too long. Ain't nobody got no time to be sitting around you all this time for you to be saying the same thing. But I'm not. I just want to answer that question. Wisdom, it will reveal the mark of astonishing grace and mercy walking in the race realm. That's you. That's you, you see. God's mercy or God's glory will be manifested in supreme qualities that the world around you will have to acknowledge the goodness of God in you, your life and your lifestyle. Come on, somebody say amen. Yeah. That's what wisdom will bring in your life. Look at that. Look at that. Look at what it says. God's glory. All that God is. All that God can do, all that God can have, begin to manifest in your life. Your neighbor will see it. Your co-worker will see it. Put number 8 up. Shout! Because... Shout! Look at, listen. Because this day, your down moments are over. Even when you may look like you're down, you will still be standing. Shout! That's the victory. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, children. I want to get this out to you. I got 3 minutes. You will have to learn how to do things and face things in a certain way. Write it down. Y'all need to write it down. You think you got it, but you don't have it. You have to learn how to do things and face things in a certain way. The key to success is doing what failures won't do.
Wow.
You keep on doing it.
Yes, sir.
The key to my success, when I find out principles, I just kept on doing them. I wasn't receiving nothing. I ain't saw nothing. I just kept on doing the same thing, doing it in a certain way. Other people try to invite me to their table. No, I'm not coming there. I saw this. I'm going to do it till you manifest. But you got to do it in a certain way. Everybody can carry a Bible. You know a bunch of people carrying a Bible. But do they have any result? See, just carrying a Bible, just quoting the scripture, not going to produce results. You got to do it in a certain way. We walk by faith, not by sight. All right, give me the next one. Failure will never be on your agenda. What I say? You know. I know. I can't lose with the wisdom I use. Man, you know, I done preached about 16 sermons in here?
Yes, sir.
Jesus. They just keep on coming. Come on. Oh, man. Oh, man. Look at this next one. Look at the next. Give me the next one, baby. Look at this next one. Junior, look at it, man. Look at this next one here. Look, look. What?
I see it right here.
You see? Oh, look. No, go ahead and look down there. I saw you down there. I said, what are you doing? Woo. You see this?
Yes, sir.
For this wisdom that is in my life is God. What? Yeah. Well, that make you think about John 1, didn't it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
What scripture did it? Turn to John 1. I want to see that scripture. Because when you operate in this wisdom, see, wisdom really is the word of God. Deuteronomy tell you that, and we'll get to it sooner or later. But when you're right in this wisdom, it really is God manifesting in the flesh. Wait, now, y'all, I'm going to park there for a second. Just give, oh, Jesus, my 35. Is God manifesting in the flesh? So it's not you doing it. Now, in every situation, in every moment in my life, I'm yielding to the wisdom of God, operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Say that with me. Give him the last one. Got it? Let's say a few things. I will never be tied up again.
I will always know what to do.
The wisdom of God
is on the inside of me.
The fruit of the Spirit
are on the inside of me.
Love is inside of me.
Joy inside of me.
Peace inside of me.
Goodness on the inside of me.
Temperance on the inside of me.
Gentleness is on the inside of me.
Oh my God.
I'm a free person
to operate
in a supernatural lifestyle.
I will never be confused.
I will never be in bondage again.
Every situation
is under my feet.
I'm going to keep my joy.
I'm going to keep my peace.
It might not look good,
but it shall turn out
to my good.
Now shout around, give two or three people a high five.
Quickly, quickly, with reverential fear and trembling, did God tell you something about becoming a part of this church? I want you to come to the altar.